This is JP Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Ticket Exchange. A closer look at the Jaguars' injuries after this.
Hi, I'm Chuck Farah. We know how important it is for you to have a vehicle after you've been injured in a car accident. So when we represent you for your personal injury claim, we'll help you get a rental car from the insurance company while your car is being repaired. And we'll provide this service at no additional fee. If you're hurt and you've got no car, let my team go to work for you. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Call us at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Kenny Lay of Kenny Lay & Associates. For over a decade, our firm has been exclusively representing men in the area of family law. That is all we do. That is our only focus. We have 6 offices, including Fort Walton Beach, throughout the state of Florida, protecting men's rights for things such as divorce, custody, child support, alimony, and any modification. If you need our assistance, please visit our website at menonlyfamilylawonly.com. Kenny Lay & Associates, men only, family law only.
With game week here, let's take a look at some of the injuries for the Jags. At wide receiver, Cecil Shorts III ran for the first time Monday after his hamstring injury, but he's unlikely to play this Friday. Running back Toby Gerhart missed Friday's practice and the scrimmage, and the team announced his hip flexor injury on Monday. Right guard Brandon Linder is expected back on the field today following a foot sprain. One starter back on Monday after an ankle injury was cornerback Alan Ball, who said he feels like he can get back to speed soon.
I definitely think, you know, you're missing something when you're missing when you're not out there with the guys and the team as they develop together. But I think that just from experience, I know how to get back into it, and the guys helped me along the day, so it was good just to be back out there with them.
The Jaguars return to the practice field today at 9:55 in preparation for Friday night's preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With the Jaguars Report, I'm JP Shadrick.